3 to 4 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM for Studio 6 to hear live-to-air broadcasts or selections from our archive.
Hi, everyone. Hope you can hear me. This is Nicole with CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to Campus and Community Radio broadcasting from Burnaby on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem Nations. Guess what? Over the hour, you're about to hear a live performance by Strawberry Punch. They're an all-femme, queer indie, twee pop, and punk rock band based in Winnipeg, Manitoba, and we are so happy to have them here. Let's give a warm welcome to Strawberry Punch.
Welcome to Studio 6, everybody. Give it up for Strawberry Punch. Live and direct from Winnipeg, here on Burnaby Mountain. How's it going?
Great. Thank you so much for having us here from Winnipeg. We're so happy to be here.
Thanks so much for being here. We have their latest album on the playlist, but even more fun, we have the whole band here in studio. I'm so excited.
Yay!
This is going to be live on air. Woo! Got first song, Lavender and Maple. Great flavor combo. Cool. All right, let's have some more.
All right. Well, this next song. Oh wait, should I introduce it or you can? Okay. Well, yeah. This one's called Pocket. Let's talk about it. This one's for all the lovers that love out there.
Smell that you leave on my pillow when you are
That was our song Enough. That one followed our song Pocket. They're both our songs, and we're Strawberry Punch. And we're playing a show tonight at Green Auto, so I should say that on the radio. If you're tuning in, please come see us tonight at Green Auto.
Green Auto, we've never even been there before in our lives. We're very nervous, very excited, so come and, like, cheer us on and give us, like, little hugs and kisses. We're scared.
Thanks. Thank you.
Star Center. This one's a bit of a newer song for all the you haulers out there. It's called Star Sign.
Yeah, if you've listened to our album, this one is not on there. This one's also for the lovers. This one's also for the you haul lesbians. Come to our show tonight at Green Auto.
Yeah.
Let's move in together, y'all. Like,
let's get married.
Yeah.
Let's go swimming.
Thank you.
I need to steal some water really quick.
Yeah, go ahead. We're going to do a bit of musical chairs here. Switch our positions. Actually, I'll trade you even. You want to take that to yourself here?
I can do that for you.
And what's next?
It's
Vacuum
Pumping Queen.
Oh, great. Oh, so much fun.
Alright.
Musical chairs too, like, no big deal.
This next song, I wrote about just being, you know, really fond of the neighborhood I grew up in, you know, and like this, like, you know, sense of, you know, hometown pride, and, you know, when you move away from home, but it's still like, you know, that's my part of town. And this song is called Backyard Prom Party Queen, and that's kind of the jam. This song we're doing next is the only song we need a capo for, and we forgot to grab that one, but oh my goodness. I'll tell you all the beautiful story of this song. I wrote this song because I play this video game that's like Stardew Valley, but it's like better. It's better and it's more goated, and it's called Sunhaven.
Yes.
And there's, you know about
great
that?
Great game.
You know about that?
Great game.
Oh, great game.
Finally.
Kate. Thank goodness. So every time I play this game, there's this elf lady. Her name's Iris, and she lives in this elf village, and she lives in the pumpkin, and she's an enchantress, and she's, like, she's my wife. And there was one year where you're supposed to, like, give them gifts on their birthday to get more relationship points or whatever, but I forgot because I was doing stuff, like, in my real life or whatever, and I came home, and I realized I missed it, and I felt such, like, true, like, guilt and shame that I wrote a song for her about it because I just felt, like, I felt bad, and so this song is called Irish, and it's about, you know, never missing a birthday again.
we do musical chairs again.
Tell us about how the band got started.
Oh, wow. That's a crazy tale. Well, I knew Tuva because both of us play in like a million bands in Winnipeg. We were just like around at each other's shows, so I kind of knew her. We were like friends on Instagram, and I knew Freya because we were both teachers at School of Rock. Neither of us worked anymore. That was kind of the worst job ever. I love teaching guitar to children, but that place... Actually, maybe I shouldn't say that on air. Sick and twisted. No.
But, sick and twisted. Tuva and I knew each other just because we're both Swedish. So the Swedish community in Winnipeg is really, really small.
Hey, yes, Sverige.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let's go.
That's crazy. No, we all, like, we just grew up going to, like, the same, like, midsummer events together. And I also, like, I knew Brandy from some, like, random Halloween party I went to, like, a year before. And we just, like, clicked really well at this party and, like, hung out. And, like, Danny just seemed to, like, kind of, like, collect everyone and put us in this group chat. And we all, like, already knew each other. Yeah. And we're like, well, that's perfect. Yeah, I would share a bed with you guys. Like, this is great. You know, like, yeah.
And we had sleepovers and now we're best friends.
We had sleepovers and now here we are.
Yeah. It was just kind of, I was, and Brandy, too, she actually auditioned for this other band that I was in. And it was, like, all dudes and me. And they were like, oh, no. Girls, not the vibe. And I was like, you guys aren't the vibe. Like, I'm gonna go and start another band with her. And then, yeah, I was always posting online, like, hey, does anybody want to start a band with me that sounds like All Girls Summer Fun Band or like the Zockies or like something like that? And then Tuba was like, oh, do. And then I just made this crazy group chat. And we like actually have been married ever since.
It's true. this band is a product of like 1 million sleepovers and 1 million marriages, you know.
And actually a marriage
ceremony. That's what happens. Yeah, we did get married actually last summer at this music festival called Rainbow Trout. Thank you. we were all like officiated at this beautiful festival wedding together, and we had our 4-part vows, so it's really serious now. You know, we're taking the next step together as a group. Aw, these next few songs are getting angry in here, so let's all, you know, that's what's going on now. I'm very excited. This song is called Jane. It was the third single off of our new and only album. I hope you guys like it.